I'm Daniel Chacon. Welcome to another edition of Words on a Wire. Today, my guest is poet Thomas Lux, who just came out with his, 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th book of poems. This is called To the Left. We're going to talk to him about the writer's life, about poetry, and about being a poet for so long, what compels him to continue to write. You know, I got tenure here at the university, and I thought, once I get tenure, I don't need to write anymore. I'm just going to take it easy. But you just can't do that. You have to write. You have to write. And I want to kind of pick his brain a little bit about being a writer who has experienced so much success in the poetry world and why he has to keep doing it. Why doesn't he just retire and take it easy and watch Netflix? Before we get started, I have a couple of guests in the studio. The other day, I went to a elementary school in the Lower Valley here in El Paso. The Lower Valley is right on the border, and most of the Lower Valley is economically underprivileged. And I read to some kindergartners, two kindergartner classes and a second grade class. And I was invited there by one of my guests today. Her name is Jolene Monet Espinosa, and she's in the studio with me. Hello, Jolene.
Hello, Daniel.
Thank you for joining us. And we have, sitting right next to me, looking really cute with her earphones on and a big giant book in front of her, Alaya Lara. Alaya, you're in second grade?
Yes.
And I read to your class. Do you like to read?
Yes, Daniel.
And what kind of books do you like to read?
I like to read Dr. Seuss books.
Oh, I love Dr. Seuss books. They was my favorite writer when I was your age. How old are you?
Seven.
No, by then I was reading all of Shakespeare's plays and sonnets. Nah, just kidding. I loved Dr. Seuss. And I see that you brought a book with you. What is the name of the book?
There's a Locket in My Pocket.
There's a Locket in My Pocket. And is that one of your favorite books?
Yes.
And it's by Dr. Seuss?
Yes.
And we're going to have a special treat. Alaya is going to read a little bit from There's a Locket in My Pocket. And we'll call it Poem of the Week, because Dr. Seuss really is like a poet, huh? He rhymes and he has really interesting characters, doesn't he?
Yes.
And Alaya, what do you want to do when you're your mommy's age?
I want to be a vet.
A vet? Wow, that sounds like a great thing to be. Dr. Alaya Lara. I like the way that sounds. Jolene, as a kindergarten teacher, I imagine you are one of the very first literary influences on these kids. How do you teach them to read? How do you get them engaged in literature and in books?
Well, we definitely have to find books that are very purposeful to teach to exactly what we're trying to get across for the day and for the week. To get them to read, that's a whole other story. I mean, we teach and set the foundation for their forms of literacy and their understanding of literature, their understanding of poetry, their understanding of the rhythm that goes into the literature and the poetry. So I definitely select books that are purposeful, but I usually go back to the books that influenced me when I was a child.
Like what books?
Definitely The Missing Piece, The Giving Tree. I liked Tommy DePaula a lot. We also, Marie Sendak. We do a lot of Marie Sendak books. Eric Carle. And my favorite poet when I was small was Jack Prelutsky. So we do Nightmares, and it's Valentine's Day. And
when I was reading for your students, I was just so impressed about how much they absorbed. They were just so grateful, and they were like listening to everything, and they wanted to contribute. And what was really cute is a lot of the kids would raise their hand. They go, ooh, 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 like Arnold Horshack in Welcome Back, Kotter, which is a reference you probably don't understand because it's way before you're done. And then I would call on them, and they'd have nothing to say. And they would make it up as they go along. And I thought that was really cute. But I read a book that you gave me. It's called Click, Clack, Moo, Cows That Type. And it was really a wonderful, wonderful book with a strong message, too. And it made me think that someday I think I want to write a children's book. And I think I found an illustrator to help me. Do you know who that illustrator is?
No. Who is that
yes,
illustrator?
Yes, you do. We actually talked about Jolene and I working on a children's book together. I'll do the writing and she'll do the illustrations. Well, Jolene, thank you so much for inviting me to your school to read to those wonderful, brilliant little kids. And Aliyah, as a number one brilliant kid at that school, thank you for joining us. And are you going to read a little bit from The Walk It in My Pocket?
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's talk first to Thomas Lux, a fantastic poet. You guys are welcome to stick around as I talk to him. And then after the interview, we'll have you read an excerpt from The Walk It in My Pocket. Stick around.